a lot of my clients were opening up more as they got to see who I was.
How do companies create a culture and core values that employees actually live out? The team at The Receptionist, a Denver-based software company, sets out to answer that very question. Welcome to The Fabric. Here's your host, Michael Ashford.
In this episode of The Fabric, I sit down and have a conversation with one of our customers here at The Receptionist, Elaine Luna. Elaine is the founder and owner of Healing Connections Therapy. She works primarily with children, where she emphasizes the value of authenticity and connection. We dovetail that into a discussion on how these principles can be applied in all workplaces, not just in the therapy space, to enhance relationships among coworkers. If you're interested in learning more about what we do and how company culture drives us here at The Receptionist, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/The Receptionist app. We release new episodes of The Fabric there, along with lots of other great content. Enjoy this conversation with Elaine Luna. When you and I first spoke and we were talking about getting together and doing this interview, you said something that I found fascinating that I wanted to ask you about. And so we'll kick this off with that question, which is, you said that in school, you were really, it was not taught or it was taught out of you to self-disclose to your patients or to your clients as a therapist. And I'm just curious, what did that bring up for you in terms of how did you decide you wanted to buck that trend?
Yes. So absolutely. It was taught in school that we weren't supposed to self-disclose, that we're supposed to kind of keep this blank slate. As I kept working with clients, I'm just like, I'm human. I can't be a blank slate. I also started realizing that a lot of my clients were opening up more as they got to see who I was. It helps them progress because a lot of the clients that I see aren't ready or they feel intimidated by the just being in therapy in general. And so me just being myself and laid back, and it creates this beautiful connection, I think, with my clients. So
why do you think it is taught to, again, like you said, be that blank slate, to not self-disclose, and to use one of our core values here, to be authentic, is really what it comes down to. Why do you think that's taught out of you, to use your words?
That's a good question. They want us to kind of keep ourselves separate from the client, as if they were just going to like a dentist, you know, office. But I completely disagree with that because it's therapy. It's human connection.
And you primarily work with kiddos,
yes,
right?
I do.
And so how do you find that connection coming to life in your sessions?
Okay, so immediately, so I do have my setup in the room. I have like a little beanbag and we just get very comfortable. And so once the kiddos go in there, they already know, okay, this is my little area, my beanbag.
This is my space.
Yes. And then I just kind of sit on the ground making or being level to their height and seeing them, you know, I'm not sitting like in a therapist couch or anything like that. I'm seeing them at their level. Yeah. So I noticed that really makes a big connection with them.
And then in terms of self-disclosure, help the viewer right now understand what you mean by that to create those authentic connections.
Yes. For example, I'll do self-disclosure now. So I have experienced with my parents, they were divorced since I was like 6. And so that I then started going to therapy, and I actually didn't have the greatest experience with therapy back then when I was going to family therapy with my parents. And after that, I knew that I wanted to help other kids feel comfortable, feel that connection, actually get something out of therapy, because I had the complete opposite experience. I like to share with the kids. And of course, I always like to ask them, hey, you know, is it okay if I share something that I've gone through that I think would be very helpful for you? And then they just say, yeah. A lot of the times my clients will not say, oh, no, I don't want you to share. Like they want to know that they are with a therapist that gets it. You know, I'm not giving them detail by detail, but I do share, hey, I know what it's like, or I was as angry as you are. And it's very normal and expected.
Yeah. And what's the effect that that has when you mm-hmm. bring that kind of vulnerability, authenticity into that mm-hmm. space?
I have a lot of the kids, if they're a little bit older, they either say, you know, thank you, Miss Luna, for sharing. Or they, I've had a lot of my younger kiddos draw pictures and say, you know, thank you for being you. Or, you know, again, knowing that they're not alone really makes such a big difference. And I think not just for kids who've experienced divorce, but just anyone as a human. You know, we thrive on that connection and support from one another. So I think that really makes such a big impact.
Elaine, what's been true for you that you decided, hey, no, this isn't going to work for me. The way that I was taught is not going to work for me. I'm going to buck this trend or this mm-hmm. this supposed right way of doing it in air quotes and say, no, this is how I want to show up. Our core values of fun and authentic were the two that you said resonated with you the most when we first talked. What's been true for you that that's how you've determined you're going to show up in life mm-hmm. and in business, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Okay, another self-disclosure. So a lot of just me in life in general, I've kind of felt like an outcast. So just being my weird, quirky, you know, just me, it feels like I've broken out of this box that I was trying to help myself fit into. But yeah, there's no box for me anymore. So
I've felt that even in our conversation as you know, my parents got divorced and I was an adult at that point, but mm-hmm. It's still something that as you said that I immediately was like, I understand her. I know where she's coming from here. I've been mm-hmm. in therapy to help deal with that as well. So I had a good experience, but I can certainly see how it could go wrong or bad. And so when we talk about just establishing those connections, even that moment of, oh, I have that same experience, or I've got something similar in my life. It's remarkable how immediately those bonds begin to form. Just taking it out of the therapist's space, mm-hmm. out of the therapy space, out of the therapist's office, how do you think we should bring more of that self-disclosure to the workplace mm-hmm. in a real and authentic and fun way that helps us as coworkers, as leaders, as bosses and employees, make those connections at work? We don't have to, of course, disclose everything, but how do you think we begin to bring those things into our work in a safe yet relatable way?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot of the times that I found myself being very connected to my coworkers was just, so culturally, food is a huge thing for me. Sharing food and sharing culture and, letting the walls down in that way.
Well, Elaine, thank you for the work that you do. Thanks for coming on and being willing to share a little bit about it. I love that you're so in tuned to our core values of fun and authentic and how you're bringing that to the work that you do with the kiddos that you help. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this episode of The Fabric. If you want more content from our studio here in Denver, Colorado, please consider subscribing to our channel here on YouTube. That's youtube.com/thereceptionistapp to see more of our content coming out of this space that you see behind me, as well as more content from the remarkable guests and the rest of the team here at The Receptionist that we plan to highlight and show you much more of. Join us in the comments and we'll see you on the next episode.
The Fabric is hosted by me, Michael Ashford, Director of Marketing here at The Receptionist, and it's produced by our creative manager, James Jordan. If you'd like to give the Receptionist for iPad visitor management system a try in your office, jump over to thereceptionist.com/free trial and give us a test drive for 14 days with no credit card required. See what you think. And until next time, take care.